英语听力模拟试题十。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Oh no, you're going to be upset with me. I was so rushed to get out of the house that I left our tent at home.
You did? It's raining. Where are we supposed to sleep now? I guess we can just sleep in the car. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I ordered you a steak, and the waiter should bring your wine soon. I called ahead so everything would be ready when we got here.
Aw, Barry, you didn't need to do all this. I'm just happy to spend time with you.
Do you have the May issue of Vogue magazine? Believe it or not, my sister is featured on the cover.
Sorry, sir. We're sold out of that issue. Your mother was here when we opened and bought them all.
Where can I find the school supplies section? I found the office supplies, but I can't find the stuff I need for my classes.
School supplies are right between the greeting cards and the office supplies.
My class is going to a museum on Friday. And the teacher said that everyone needs to bring $3 for lunch.
Okay, I'll give you $10 because your sister will be going too. Can you give $5 to her? I'll expect $2 back from each of you.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有2至4个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, I'd like to make an appointment to get an eye exam.
Okay.Do you have a day and time in mind?
Friday works best for me. Any time between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. would be fine.
Okay, I'll put you down for next Friday at 3 p.m. Is there anything you'd like the doctor to know before your visit?
Well, I can't see at night anymore, which is why I'm coming in.
Okay, have your eyes been hurting, or has your vision been going dark?
No, nothing like that.Hello, I'd like to make an appointment to get an eye exam.
Okay, do you have a day and time in mind?
Friday works best for me. Any time between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. would be fine.
Okay, I'll put you down for next Friday at 3 p.m. Is there anything you'd like the doctor to know before your visit?
Well, I can't see at night anymore, which is why I'm coming in.
Okay. Have your eyes been hurting, or has your vision been going dark?
No, nothing like that.
Hi, Barbara. I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing here?
Hi, Carl. I'm home from college for the summer, and I thought I'd drop by to say hello.
How nice of you. Please come in. Would you like something to drink?
Sure. I'll have some soda, if you've got that.
Oh, I only have water or juice.
A glass of juice sounds great.
Okay. So, how are things?
I'm majoring in computer science, and I only have a year left.
Wow, that's great. I was a math major myself, but I ended up owning a clothing store instead.
I thought you had retired.
Yes, that's right. I haven't worked for a long time now.
My dad was a math major too. My mom was an English major, but she decided to be a designer.
Hi, Barbara. I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing here?
Hi, Carl. I'm home from college for the summer, and I thought I'd drop by to say hello.
How nice of you. Please come in. Would you like something to drink?
Sure. I'll have some soda, if you've got that.
Oh, I only have water or juice.
A glass of juice sounds great.
Okay. So, how are things?
I'm majoring in computer science, and I only have a year left.
Wow, that's great. I was a math major myself, but I ended up owning a clothing store instead.
I thought you had retired.
Yes, that's right. I haven't worked for a long time now.
My dad was a math major too. My mom was an English major, but she decided to be a designer. Hello, you are our 100th caller.
I am? Wow, this is amazing. I've never won anything before in my life.
Well, it's your lucky day. You have the choice between two tickets to see Mark O'Brien at the Warfield Theater and an unlimited supply of candy bars for the rest of your life.
Wow, I choose the concert tickets. I think the candy bars might make me sick.
You got it.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
My pleasure. And that was our 100th caller. We're starting a new contest now. Be the 72nd caller and win free movie passes to the Golden Edge Movie Theater for an entire year. We do contests every hour on the hour, so keep listening, and the next winner might be you. Now I'll leave you with a little music from Amy Winehouse to start off your Thursday night right. Whether you're staying in for the night or going out on the town, this is Sarah Jackson signing off. Good night, folks. Hello, you are our 100th caller.
I am? Wow, this is amazing. I've never won anything before in my life.
Well, it's your lucky day. You have the choice between two tickets to see Mark O'Brien at the Warfield Theater and an unlimited supply of candy bars for the rest of your life.
Wow! I choose the concert tickets. I think the candy bars might make me sick.
You got it.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
My pleasure. And that was our 100th caller. We're starting a new contest now. Be the 72nd caller and win free movie passes to the Golden Edge Movie Theater for an entire year. We do contests every hour on the hour, so keep listening, and the next winner might be you. Now I'll leave you with a little music from Amy Winehouse to start off your Thursday night right. Whether you're staying in for the night or going out on the town, this is Sarah Jackson signing off. Good night, folks.
Dinner is ready.
Coming. Oh, Dad, what is that smell? And where's Mom?
What smell? I made pizza, your favorite. Mom came home from work not feeling well, so she asked me to make dinner.
That doesn't look like a pizza to me. It's all wet and funny looking. Let me take a bite just to see how it is. Ugh, it tastes so salty. And you forgot the sauce. And there's something else strange about it, too. It tastes almost like there's ice cream in it or something.
There is. I thought I'd add a little something extra, so I put in some ice cream. You know how I like to change recipes around.
That is disgusting. Ice cream doesn't go on pizza.
Well, I guess we can't eat it now.
How about we order a pizza instead?
Good idea. Where should we order from?
I'll call Round Table. They have very good pizza.
Wouldn't you rather get Zachary's Chicago pizza?
Dad, don't take this the wrong way, but you've lost your right to make any pizza decisions tonight.
Fine. Dinner is ready.
Coming. Oh, Dad, what is that smell? And where's Mom?
What smell? I made pizza, your favorite. Mom came home from work not feeling well, so she asked me to make dinner.
That doesn't look like a pizza to me. It's all wet and funny looking. Let me take a bite just to see how it is. Ugh, it tastes so salty. And you forgot the sauce. And there's something else strange about it, too. It tastes almost like there's ice cream in it or something.
There is. I thought I'd add a little something extra, so I put in some ice cream. You know how I like to change recipes around.
That is disgusting. Ice cream doesn't go on pizza.
Well, I guess we can't eat it now.
How about we order a pizza instead?
Good idea. Where should we order from?
I'll call Round Table. They have very good pizza.
Wouldn't you rather get Zachary's Chicago pizza?
Dad, don't take this the wrong way, but you've lost your right to make any pizza decisions tonight.
Fine.
Ting下面一段独白,回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Attention, all visitors at the zoo. We have an important safety announcement. We have just learned that a monkey has escaped from his cage. Everyone must remain calm. We need to find the monkey and return him to his cage safely. Everyone must leave the zoo immediately. We apologize for the situation, but we need to keep everyone safe. If you would like your money returned, please exit the zoo and keep your ticket. A person at the ticket booth will give you your money back. If you are wearing a backpack, you will need to open it and let a zoo employee see inside before you leave. We need to make sure no one has stolen the monkey. If anyone sees the monkey, please don't panic. Do not try to chase the monkey. Our monkey is probably very scared right now. Don't move quickly or he will run away. Do not try to give the monkey any food. Please call 630-209-4909 on your cell phone if you see the monkey in the trees. We are very sorry for this inconvenience. Our monkey is very smart and probably learned how to unlock his door. The zoo will reopen tomorrow after we find the monkey, make sure he's safe, and return him to his cage. Attention, all visitors at the zoo. We have an important safety announcement. We have just learned that a monkey has escaped from his cage. Everyone must remain calm. We need to find the monkey and return him to his cage safely. Everyone must leave the zoo immediately. We apologize for the situation, but we need to keep everyone safe. If you would like your money returned, please exit the zoo and keep your ticket. A person at the ticket booth will give you your money back. If you are wearing a backpack, you will need to open it and let a zoo employee see inside before you leave. We need to make sure no one has stolen the monkey. If anyone sees the monkey, please don't panic. Do not try to chase the monkey. Our monkey is probably very scared right now. Don't move quickly or he will run away. Do not try to give the monkey any food. Please call 630-209-4909 on your cell phone if you see the monkey in the trees. We are very sorry for this inconvenience. Our monkey is very smart and probably learned how to unlock his door. The zoo will reopen tomorrow after we find the monkey, make sure he's safe, and return him to his cage.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。